Minnesota Reads on KUMD is produced in part with funding provided by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Novelist Dr. Carter Meland will be on campus tomorrow afternoon giving a talk called Finding Our Way with Native Literature. In his program, he talks about how his life as a teacher, a creative writer, and an Anishinaabe descendant has been affected by what he calls the transformative power of Native literature.
I mean, I think all literature is transformative, and just in that, you know, if you read a really good book, you become that character. You know, you get involved, you know, in their lives, and you do become them for a while, right? And but there's this extra thing, you know, in my almost, you know, my 20 plus years of teaching Native literature here at the University of Minnesota. Native literature kind of has this extra thing it has to do where, as I see it, where it has to undo all the legacies of colonialism. I mean, I think that's what a lot of Native literature explores, is how do you address colonialism? How do you address its impact on your community, in your characters' lives, in your family's lives? Mostly what you find in the literature is it happens by, you know, reconnecting or asserting more strongly, you know, what it means to be Native, or what it means to be Anishinaabe or Dakota or Cree or what have you. So there's both the transformation that happens within a book with the characters or real people, you know, in the case of memoirs, but there's also the work, you know, to me, that it does on readers. So Native people get to see themselves, perhaps elements of their experience, reflected in the literature. And non-Natives get a picture of something that they haven't seen before, because it's different than the stereotype, you know, we're kind of fed in the larger society.
I'm interested in the way the authors are taking their audience into account when their audience can have, you know, there can be a really, really big gap in between what this part of the audience understands and what this part doesn't.
Yeah. No, I think, and I would never, I don't even know if I would say that, you know, the intent of, you know, Native literary writers is to educate the white audience. You know, there's an element of that where they, you know, build in information, but that might also be people who also just don't know, right, within their own communities. I'm just, like, thinking of the books I'm teaching this semester in my literature course. You know, I'm teaching a book from the 90s by Thomas King called Green Grass Running Water, which is very satirical, and it's all about unmasking colonialism. So it is, you know, educational that way, but I don't think it's written for a white audience. It has enough, what would you call it, almost like trail markers so that, you know, non-Natives can follow along as to what's happening. But also, I'm teaching this book by an Anishinaabe writer named Leanne Simpson called Islands of Decolonial Love, and she is unapologetically critical of colonialism and nationalism and what it does to Native communities. She's coming at it much more from, like, I'm just writing for an Anishinaabe audience. Anybody else who wants to read it can read it, but, you know, they got to do the work. She uses a lot of Anishinaabe Mo'in in the book, a lot of the Ojibwe language, Anishinaabe language, and she does put footnotes at the end of the stories to tell you what some of the words mean, but by the time you get to the end of the book, she's decided not to do that anymore. I think that's part of her, you know, the trick of her book is, like, she's saying, you know, you spent decades and generations trying to assimilate us, and we don't want to be assimilated, but now you've got to assimilate to what I'm talking about, if nothing else, by context.
Talk a little bit about your own experience, your own personal experience with the transformative nature of Native literature in your life.
My talk will start out talking about the book Ceremony by Leslie Silko, which I read in the mid-80s when I was a alienated young man, and it's about an alienated young man who's Pueblo, you know, and I'm not Pueblo, but I understood everything about him, you know, I understood everything he was thinking about, and related to it, like at a really deep level. What he learns over the course of the book is that he lives in a culture in a larger society that is sort of bent on destruction of people like him. And it's not that he's native that it's being destructive. It's that he's kind of sensitive and that he sees the world as, you know, through a relational lens, that everything is related and he's not separate from it. But the kind of the larger society fosters that separation. And so he learns by the end of the book that it's okay to be alienated from a society that wants to separate you from your relations. I've just been thinking about that book for 35 years because I just see all these places in our society where they, you know, the society wants to foster these separations. So there's kind of a social transformation, I guess, that can happen, you know, through these stories. I talk about how Tayo is the character in Ceremony. His epiphany, he's always seen the world correctly. Everybody's told him that he's seeing it wrong, but he's seen it correctly. And I understood that. And so I felt like through this book, Leslie Silko understood me. And so to me, like, that's kind of the transformation I'm talking about. How do you understand your relationship to other people and including in people the environment as a relative? Because one of the key scenes in the book of Ceremony that just sticks with me is the main character holds a piece of uranium ore and he thinks about the atomic bomb and he looks at the ore and he sees it as like having little mountain ranges and little rivers running through it, you know, so he sees it just as this beautiful world. And then he wonders, well, how could they take this beautiful thing and make it so destructive? Who does that, right? And so that's kind of how I teach Native literature ever since reading that book. There is these forces of destruction afoot. It was the Cold War in the 80s, you know, now we have climate change. So how do we want to talk about it? And I think Native literature has a lot of philosophical and social tools that help us get there.
Dr. Carter Meland is a senior lecturer in American Indian Studies at the University of Minnesota and the author of a book called Stories for a Lost Child. He'll be on campus tomorrow for a program he calls Finding Our Way with Native Literature. It will be held in Chena Hall, Room 106, from 2 to 3 p.m. tomorrow, and it's free and open to the public. Minnesota Reads is produced at KUMD with funding provided in part by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.